Gromit, it's the James Whale radio show. Just a bit of harmless brain alteration, that's all. Mind me naughty pine, we've got to get this right for him. It's across the world.
Thank you very much indeed, Kieran Fox, for the opening. I don't know what you call it, really.
Trail.
The opening stuff. Yeah. If you want to do the opening for us, because I used to do it myself, as you know, I thought, well, I really, and we don't have enough money to pay a voiceover artist. So if you want to do the opening introduction for the James Whale Radio Show podcast featuring Robbo, then all you have to do is send it and Rob will tell you how.
Yep, email jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, include the MP3 and we'll play it at the beginning of the show. And you could also phone our phone number, but the number escapes me. You could leave a message on our answer phone and I'll grab it from there.
Yeah, but basically just send us an email, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
Yeah.
JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. Right, so here we are, sitting in my little studio, which is in my little house, tucked away in the middle of the English countryside. I'm looking out at my bird feeder outside the window at the moment. It's a bit flipping freezing, actually, today. And there's sparrows and blue tits and blackbirds around feeding. So I'm giving you the sort of the picture, the idyllic picture of where I am.
I've just got seagulls and grey skies.
Yeah, I've got grey squirrels too. Very nice, I found a lilac tree I didn't know was there because there were so many big weeds around it which had turned into trees, so I've hacked them all back.
We have red squirrels where I live.
Yeah, well, of course you do, because you live in the middle of nowhere. Unlike me, who lives in the middle of nowhere but within easy reach of civilization.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you want to live in Wales, I mean, nobody can really stop you.
Maybe I should try leaving.
Do you think you should? Do you think you would be able to exist outside? I don't know.
I don't know. I probably have to get back in for the curfew.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, shall we start the program then? Because, of course, we will soon be in what they call Purdue. I don't know how that works, actually, on the internet and stuff like that, because you can download any program that any of us have done over the years. And, you could actually complain that it has influenced the way you may vote in the forthcoming election, which, of course, in the broadcast media, we're not supposed to do.
You know when they do that ITV Plus One and it says, please do not vote, vote lines are closed, you will be charged?
Yeah.
Maybe at the beginning of the shows from now on we should say, please do not listen during the election.
Yeah. Well, I just had on my BBC show I do on a Saturday morning, I've just had a complaint that I've influenced somebody by my mind telepathically that I'm sending out. They've complained to the BBC that I'm sending out suggestive messages telepathically.
I did warn you about that.
I know, but you know, obviously they're just laughing at the person and saying they're mad. People don't realise I have these remarkable powers.
Indeed.
And I was seeing one journalist is trying to start a campaign to make politics interesting so that young people vote, because young people are usually amongst those people who don't go out and vote, but are very vociferous when it comes to complaining about who wins and who doesn't win. So my suggestion is that if you want to vote, or if you want to moan about the result, you should jolly well go out and vote anyway. I actually think voting should be compulsory.
Surely a better time to vote would be in May, because May is a better option, isn't it, for voting?
Oh, you mean the vote rather than the person? Yeah, I see what you mean. Why?
I just like the month of May, because I think May's a better month.
I personally think it's time that voting was overhauled and we could do it electronically on our computers or on our phones. I don't actually understand why I have to go and use a stubby old pencil, although I don't. I use a postal vote. It's easier. And then they say that is open to abuse. Everything is open to abuse.
the booths that you stand in are quite open.
Yeah, but they reckon that you can't, you know, you can't go in and vote more than once or whatever. And of course you can't, but there must be a way you can control voting online. You know, the X Factor and Britain's Got Talent and those on The Voice. How do you know that that hasn't been rigged?
Well, no, obviously the X Factor and The Voice and all those kind of programmes aren't rigged in any way whatsoever.
Of course not, no. So, well, why don't you actually have an election like that and make it easier for younger people and engage with younger people who are used to using technology?
I've got the solution. Well, you know when you get your voting card through the post?
Yeah.
Leave it 7 days and then send another piece of paper with your PIN number in. And you put your voting number in and your PIN number in at the same time and it registers your vote.
It's a good idea. Have you made sure nobody can nick the idea?
Well, I've given it out now, haven't I? I mean, there's not much I can do now. Am I going to edit the show, I suppose?
Stupid, wasn't it?
Well, yeah.
For goodness sake, that was ridiculous.
And you can change your vote. So you can log in at any time, put the PIN number in, right up to the last minute. It's a brilliant system. And if anyone's been altering your vote, you can check it at any time.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. Why don't we do that? I mean, I just had something delivered by one of those delivery companies the other day, and they actually can send you a live link so you can watch where it is on the van.
Well, it'd be in the back of the van, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but you can see the van moving through the countryside with your bit on, and you can work out when it's going to arrive at your place. I thought that was fascinating.
Like your parcel's got a tracker in it? Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, the van's got a tracker in it, hasn't it?
Oh, okay, yeah, the van would have a tracker. Yeah, that would make more sense, wouldn't it? Yeah.
The parcel wouldn't move on its own, would it?
Well, no, I mean, not unless it's a robot. No, it could be a robot.
Stupid, absolutely stupid. Right, I was going to say something something serious then, and I can't remember what the hell it was. Oh, you know that film I made a year or so ago on Diego Garcia?
Oh, yeah, the one with you walking around a secret bunker.
Yeah, yeah. I've just been told that it's had 150,000 views so far.
That's a bit of money coming in your pocket then, isn't it?
No, not really.
Oh, you did it for free,
There's no money coming in. Well, yeah. But, I mean, if everybody paid £1 every time they looked at something, I could be retired by now.
You've got expensive tastes. That'll probably only last you a couple of weeks.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. Anyway, if people want to see it, it's quite worrying. It's still, Diego Garcia is still there, isn't it?
Well, it's a place, isn't it? So I'd imagine,
Nobody's been allowed back on the island yet, I don't think.
Sure, you can get some holidays there. There must be some sort of tourist.
I don't think so. Have we got the film up on our website?
It is actually on our website. It's also on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. James Whale, Diego Garcia. Go and have a look.
How did you get on the island to film it then?
I can't say anything, but just go and have a look at the film.
Okay. Again, all right. I'll have a look again. Mm. Yeah,
all right. Yeah, go and have a look. So anyway, today, I suppose we're going to talk a bit about politics. I did put a question out on Facebook, didn't I?
You did? Last week.
And
yeah.
It was your thoughts on Jeremy Corbyn winning the election. Well, I actually did a spoof on, you know, I've got a radio show on Talk Radio, evenings from 7 o'clock, don't you?
Yeah, I found that out recently, yeah.
Yeah. So I also do a programme on the BBC on a Saturday morning, and I actually decided to open up the programme saying it's Friday the 9th of June and Jeremy Corbyn has won the 2017 general election. Give me your thoughts. I thought it was so funny. I nearly slipped over myself laughing. I did that, and some people got very cross. Some people get very cross. So we thought we'd do it on Facebook, and we've had hundreds and hundreds of replies. I can't read them all out, but I've got another. Oh, I just got done for speeding again.
Again?
Well, I haven't been done for years, but, you know, over the years you do, don't you?
No, I haven't been done for speeding for many, many, many years.
Have you? Well, you don't drive anywhere. You live on a flipping island, don't you?
That is true, yeah.
You know. Making payment for your fixed penalty. Oh, dear.
Didn't you get offered a course?
No, I don't want a course. I don't want a course. If you wish to contest this matter in court, you may do so. I don't know. If you wish to be considered for a fixed penalty. Read the instructions, Overleaf. Oh dear.
Surely there's a student we can give some money to take your points for you.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course not. All steps below must be completed within 28 days. So making payment for your fixed penalty only. I see. Please know you. So they've got a... See, even the police are modern now. They've got a payment line. I can ring in and pay over the phone on my... Oh dear.
Aren't you going to send in for the photo? You get a free photo.
No, I can't be bothered.
Oh, I like the photos.
No. Oh, this is the motorway where it goes into a dual carriageway. Oh, right, okay. Anyway, never mind. So I'll have to look into that later. Right. So anyway, that's a problem of doing a programme from home. The post comes in while I'm doing the show sometimes.
Well, you shouldn't have been doing 120 then, should you?
Oh, shut up. I wasn't. Ridiculous. Anyway, right. So Jeremy Corbyn winning the election. Terry Bosson said, that's my birthday, so it'd be an amazing present. I mean, you know, could you imagine the polls if Jeremy Corbyn wins?
I'm sure there's a lot of people that have a birthday in May. That'd be a better time to have a birthday, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Adrian Derek Robbins says, I have got more chance of winning than Corbyn, and I'm not even standing. The man's an idiot. Graham Hamsphere says, about as likely as Leicester, Brexit or Trump. Oh, hang on. Graham, good point. Very good point. Tony Rabicano says, the man can't control his own party, never mind the country, and I was a Labour voter. Warren Coxwell says, unfortunate name, Warren, but never mind, I'm sure you've been told that before. with comedy gold material like this, James Whale, you should give up radio and be on stage. Well, you never know. You never know. Stuart Condon, said goodbye to our armed forces, goodbye to the Falklands, goodbye to Northern Ireland, goodbye to Scotland, as he will bow down to as many referendums as the SNP want. Goodbye, Gibraltar. Oh, look, there is no UK left anymore, and then Wales will leave. I can't see that, really. Wales just says yes to everything, doesn't it?
Oh, what was that?
Oh, hang on. I've got rid of that. And what I'll do, I suppose, is I should send back an email when we finish. Right, OK, where did we get to that? Oh, yeah, Stuart saying goodbye to... and Wales will leave. And this I find it really funny, actually, that Scotland are threatening to leave the United Kingdom because they want to stay in the United Europe. So what's the point of this? I mean, why would you want to leave the United Kingdom if you want to be in the United Europe?
I don't think they like London. I think that's just the issue.
Well, you know, tough. Happens to be the capital of England and the United Kingdom. Mm. I mean, you can't have the capital anywhere, can you? You've just got to have it where the most people are. The most people happen to live in London.
Couldn't we rotate the capitals?
Why would we do that?
We could have it every 5 years.
Oh, that would just be a waste of time. You'd have to have more. You'd have to move the parliament around. That's just a total bloody waste of time.
I could do it.
Total waste of time. And let me just have a scan through this. I want to find some people who think that Corbyn will be great. Paul Bexfield said, I would get the hell out of the country. The dream team of Jeremy and that witch Abbott would murder this country, and I am speaking as a lifelong Labour supporter. A lot of very angry people. But, what, you know, the question is that Jeremy Corbyn seems to appeal to a lot of people who got him to be leader of the Labour Party. Michael Jarman says, let's hope for the sake of the country it's true. Otherwise, if you are ill, old, have a disability or have children, or if you're a low earner, I really fear what your future will be. Another 5 years of cuts and the country will be on its knees, which I guess is what May and co would like. So there we are. Michael Jarman, web supporter of Jeremy Corbyn. Lorraine Flynn says, I voted Labour all my life, but would rather not vote because I don't want Corbyn. Daniel Senser says, they laughed when I said Trump would win. Now, are you ready for this? It's quite interesting, isn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll come back to that a little bit later on. Should we say hello to those people listening to us on radio stations throughout the world?
Hello.
Very good, yeah. And should we say hello to those people who found us for the first time?
Hello.
That's even better. And should we say hello to those people who tell their friends this is the worst podcast radio show they've ever heard?
Hello.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I think it's time for you to do tech talk.
Oh, we're doing early this week. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, because I'm just going to send an email. So while you're doing it, I'm going to sit here sending an email, if that's okay.
So you're not listening as usual, then?
No, well, I will. I've got an ear on it.
You've got an ear on it. I've only got one thing in tech talk this week that sort of...
Stretch it out.
...piqued my interest. Okay, the ZX Spectrum Next, the latest in the Sinclair saga, the new improved Sinclair Spectrum from the 80s, it went on crowdfunding, and it's now been fully supported. Actually got... What the heck?
That's another one coming in.
Sounds like you got a bird trapped in a matchbox.
No. Let's do her next. Right, go on. You know, I'm listening to you. It's very good. Yeah. Sorry, I'm one of those days where it's really busy. I got, you know, it's just trying to do, because everybody says men can't do more than one thing at a time, right?
That's not true, though, is it really?
No, of course not.
Because I can move my left hand whilst moving my left foot.
Yeah. Well,
I could also blink.
That's very clear, but what for?
Well, sometimes I might need to do that.
Yeah, okay. Done it.
Is it
right,
gone?
Right, gone. So, well.
Has it gone?
Yeah.
It sounded like you were throwing a paper aeroplane out the window.
Well, on mine, when I send an email, I go, whoosh.
Yeah.
Or do they all do that?
I think they all do that.
Can we do tech talk? Because I mean, a lot of people want to sponsor this item on the show. So could we do tech talk?
Oh, I'd love them to send me a free Spectrum Next. That'd be nice.
That what? Why? Is it any better than the one I've got? Sugar.
Have you got a Sinclair Spectrum?
No, I just tipped something over the back of my desk, and it takes a long time to go and fish it out. Never mind. Go on. Sorry.
Well, why didn't you fish it out while I? Carry on.
Well, because I'd be banging around, wouldn't I? Hang on, let me have a quick look. Oh,
so yeah, it's basically the old Sinclair Spectrum with a few more improvements, like HDMI ports, so you can have high definition video.
What are you talking about?
I was just going on about the tech talk feature.
Oh, well, get on with it. I thought you finished that.
Well, I was doing it while you were fetching it. What did you drop?
I can't get... It's very boring. It's just the bag that my headphones live in.
Okay.
And it slipped off the computer down the back of the desk. And to get down to the back of the desk is, well, it's like an hour's work.
An hour's work, and you've just done it in 20 seconds?
No, it's going to take me an hour when we finish.
Oh, you haven't got it yet?
Well, I can't reach it. It's difficult. I've got, there's my printer on the desk and the computer and all the other paraphernalia that one needs to run a radio show. So I've just got to move it all out of the way, and then I have to get something to poke down the back of the desk to kind of hook it up.
Okay.
Oh, this is of no interest to anyone. Let's get back to the tech talk, shall we?
Okay, yeah. So there is one available for £5,000.
A Spectrum?
Yeah, £5,000 they want for it. And you get the number zero, which it doesn't make any sense because surely it would be the number one. But anyway, they're calling it number zero, and they're selling it for £5,000. So that's... What the heck was that?
Oh, sorry, that's another one. Go on. Right.
So if you want a good investment, £5,000. That'd be worth a bit of money in the future.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah. But why can't we get one? Why is it so expensive? You can get a computer for about a couple of hundred quid.
Oh, no, when it comes out, it's about £100. The one that everyone else can buy is about £100. And it'll be out in January.
It'll be out in January?
Yeah.
But I don't understand that at all. I really don't understand why it's going to cost, well, why it's any better than the ones you've got at the moment. What's new about it?
Well, it doesn't. You don't have to tune it into your telly. It plugs into the HDMI port for a start, so the colours are better. Mm. It's got improved features. It doesn't. You don't have to load it up the old games from the old cassette tapes.
You know, you should do what I suggested. But you should get out more often, right?
Well, I went out earlier today. I went to the butcher's and got my dinner.
Yeah, but that's a pie, isn't it? You shouldn't really eat pies. They're not very good for you.
Well, it filled me up.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just looking through the Jeremy Corbyn bit again. Clive Hardesty said, at least people know you are there, James. What the hell is he talking about?
For support, obviously.
Oh, right. David Baum, B-A-U-M, Baum. Yeah, David Baum. If this was to happen, that Jeremy Corbyn won the election, I would be joining the queue to leave the country. I think the question should be, if Labour gets splattered, as predicted, will Labour supporters demand a rerun of the election? Yeah, they might do. That's an interesting point. Michael James says, I would say thank God for that. Who wants another Thatcher? Certainly not me, and that's what May is aspiring to. So, you know, not everybody is against Jeremy Corbyn. It could go one of two ways. I don't think the Lib Dems are going to get him, though.
No.
I mean, you don't know. There could be a conglomeration of them and the Greens and UKIP. That would be an interesting coalition, a three-way split between them. Stranger things have happened.
What are the six of them got to do, I mean, to get in?
I've no idea. Well, you've got to get people to vote for you, haven't you?
Yeah. Is there a Green Party person round here?
How do I know what there is round where you are? That's what you should know, not me. Right, let's get on with the movies. Did you see any movies this week?
I did. I saw, I've seen part of, I haven't seen it all yet, We Still Steal the Old Way by your friend.
This is a sort of homemade, if you like, not homemade, but made in England movie starring Billy Murray and Ian Ogilvy, and it's a sort of British gangster movie.
Yeah, it's like watching all the cast of The Bill getting back together again. It's quite good.
Really?
Yeah. It's a proper British movie, to be fair. And what I've seen of it so far looks good.
Like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels or something? Yeah, or is it more like, you know, like the old British sort of car chase movies used to be?
No, it's more Lock, Stock. Definitely a British sort of heist gangstery movie. It's very good.
It's out at the moment. You can get it on Amazon, can't you?
Amazon. I got it from YouTube. £3.49 it was. So a bargain, really.
Yeah. And you see another one called 50 Shades of Black. Is that sexy?
Yeah, I got the wrong film, and I paid for 50 Shades of Black, and it turned out to be a parody of the film.
And?
Very entertaining. Not bad. Not bad for £2.49 off Amazon.
Really? Was it rude?
It was a bit rude. It's by the same people, I think, that make the old Scream movies, the parodies of those.
We Still Steal the Old Way. I think support British movies. Go and have a look at that. Quite exciting as well.
I enjoyed it so far. I've got probably about another 40 minutes left to watch of it.
All right. Okay. Talking about rudeness, let's talk about Kim Kardashian's bum.
Sorry?
Let's talk about Kim Kardashian's bum.
Is there something wrong with it?
No. Front page of The Sun a while ago. Before we do that, we'll come back and talk about that. Before we do that, let's have some music, shall we?
Oh, I was going to get into Kim Kardashian's bum, but okay.
No. Let's have some music first from a US singer-songwriter, Marie Danielle.
Okay.
How did we get hold of a US singer-songwriter? You've been working very hard putting this together.
They just send me the emails. I just open them and put them on, you know.
Oh, well, that's for all our friends listening in the United States. This is her debut UK single as well, and it's called Soldier.
He was the son of a gun. But what the hell do you know about love when you're 21? Met a boy out in Washington. He wrapped himself in a flag. Started grinding his teeth at night. Honey, what a drag. Where does a soldier go when all that warring is done? I've been fighting for so long I forgot where I come from. But when that music plays I know where I belong. Had a boy in love. girls in town. They always laid their weapons down for you, but that's the one thing I could never do. And where does a soldier go when all their warring's done? I've been fighting for so long I forgot where I come from, but when that
okay, well, there we are. That was Marie Danielle. And what was that little track called?
Soldier.
Who?
Soldier.
No, Soldier.
Soldier.
You said Olger.
No, I didn't. I said Soldier.
So anyway, it's Soldier by Marie Danielle. And if anybody else would like to send us in, we've got some music in the bag at the moment, haven't we?
We've got a small stockpile. We could always do some more. So send your MP3s to jamesworldradio@gmail.com and give permission to play, and we'll put them in the podcast.
Good. Okay. Now, this is, I think, the more serious. Forget the election for a bit. Oh, as I said the other night on another radio station, the erection. And it's a problem when you're dyslexic. Election and erection are very similar words.
Yeah.
And if you say erection and election, if you know about the feel of words, an erection and election feel the same in your mouth.
Yes, yes.
You know, if you say election, erection, and it very quickly, it seems like you said the same word.
Apart from the L and the R.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But then that's easily done, isn't it? You trip over your tongue and say, yeah. The general election tonight.
I see where you're coming from.
Here's a great idea. Why don't we run a little thing? See how many times somebody can spot, and if you've recorded, get the recording of a journalist or a newser or somebody saying erection when they meant to say election. That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Yep. Might take a while to put the stats together, though.
Why?
Well, it might not come up.
Well, it might do.
Well, you'd be waiting a long time. There's pills for that, though, isn't there, I suppose?
All right. Let's talk about Kim Kardashian, because then you won't get any sort of problems with elections or erections.
I've no idea who this woman... I know the name, and I know it pops up in social media all the time, but I have no idea who this person is. Something to do with reality TV, that's all I know. Oh, and she's going out with a rap singer. Or a crap singer. I can't remember.
Well, you know more about her than most, then. There we are. She is well known. One of the things she's well known for is the size of her ass.
I've heard that.
She has a very, very big ass.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Very big ass. I think the front page of The Sun the other day was, is this what women aspire to have this huge... I mean, it is humongous.
It's all about the base.
It's all about the base, yeah. So I asked the question on Facebook, are women's asses getting bigger because of Kim Kardashian? Are they some even having transplants to make them bigger, rounder, fuller, fatter?
Oh, dear. Go on, then. What did they say?
Yeah. Well, we had a lot. Actually, talking about Facebook, we should do a show live on Facebook. Apparently lots of people are doing that. Maybe we should.
Yeah.
Jean Bicknell says, oh, it's her fault, is it? I just knew it was not my fault. My bottom was expanding. So, yeah, Jean, you can use Kim Kardashian as an excuse for your bum. Nicole Jane Holton says, Kim's ass isn't natural. Why would anyone want to have body goals like that? We are all different shapes and sizes, but being natural is a preferred choice for a real woman. I would agree with that. And John Waterson, I don't know what John's doing on this, but still he says, I love a good bum on a woman. It makes my day.
A bit like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, makes my day. Of course, the old joke, you need somewhere to rest your pint of beer and park your bike. Stevie B says, not because of Kim Kardashian, more like Donna Kebabs and Pizza, Jonathan Ackworth. Cue the Queen track.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Fat bottom girls make the rockin' world go round.
Jamie Carrington says her arse looks vile. There's lots of blokes in on this, aren't there? Gino Begliano says, I blame Diane Abbott. I don't think it's got anything to do with Diane Abbott at all. Rob James says, let's hope not, because I saw a picture of Kim Kardashian in a bikini the other day, and it was gross. She has got quite a lot of cellulite going on, that's for sure. Yvonne Warwick Gobble.
Be careful.
Says, false ass, false boobs, false face, changing the appearance of the human race as we know it. And I think this is probably right. Mandy Holgate, who's I've done a radio show from Mandy Holgate's kitchen, actually. No, we've just stopped hiding them because our butts are now in fashion. I know somebody who takes people abroad to have butt lifts and butt implants to make them bigger. Really?
It wasn't you, was it?
No. If I'd known that, Mandy, when I did my BBC breakfast show from your house, we would have had that discussion on the air. Shane O'Neill says you would need a huge schlong to beat that bacon. What does that mean? Gareth Smith says, I like a big bum, looks sexy. I looked at my Mrs. Bum all the time because it's big. Let's do one more. David Massey, I thought women's bottoms were getting smaller because of cesarean sections allowing women with narrow hips to survive to pass their genes on. That's very serious, isn't it? It's a very, very deep and serious one.
Well, it is a deep and serious show, this, obviously.
Yeah, obviously a very deep and serious show. Don't forget to tell your friends right here on jameswhaleradio.co.uk, where you can see now a myriad of my old TV shows, can't they?
Yep, jameswhaleradio.co.uk/videos. Don't forget to slash forward.
No, because slashing backwards makes a mess, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to be very careful about that. Is it time yet for Wales Mail?
Yeah, I think we've got a couple this week.
Okay, well, good. Because, you know, you edit them, so I don't see the really nasty ones.
Oh, I take all the nasty bits out, yeah.
No, I like the nasty ones. Can you make sure we get the nasty ones?
But that's more editing for me when you read it out. I have to edit it all, you know.
No, I won't be rude to them. If you want to send me your thoughts on what's happening in the news, what's happening in life, anything at all, your thoughts, then just, or how much you love me or not, send it to jameswhale@gmail.com. jameswhale@gmail.com. That's all you have to do.
Or jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. That would be better. Otherwise,
didn't I say that?
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh. Well, no, let me say it right. jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
There we go.
jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. So, Wales Mail. Hi, James and Rob. I have no talent and I have no friends. Does that qualify me to go on your TV show, David Hazlitt? Rob, remind James to squeeze the hooter. Thank you very much. When we do the television show, you will be one of my first guests, I can assure you. Jeff Harding in Sheffield. Hello, Jeff. He says, James, why, oh, why do you keep bashing cyclists, religion, Brexiteers, lycra-clad fat runners, topless men, Jeremy Kyle viewers, global warming and Australians? Just because it's entertaining, amusing, and usually factual doesn't make it right. Sorry, Jeff, yeah. I've got to stop doing that, really, haven't I?
We'd have no show.
I've stopped myself going on about Tim Farron and his taking him 2 weeks to decide. Tim Farron, leader of the Liberal Democrats, of course, and also a born-again lovey, has had an enormous amount of stick during the election because he couldn't come out and say that gay sex was a sin because people would be very upset by that. And it's taken a long time for him to say, no, gay sex is not a sin. Well, of course, we know it's not a sin. And I had a long discussion on talk radio about this the other day. And it got quite graphic. This is the whole stupid thing about religion, isn't it? They spend more time worrying about what other people do in their privacy of their wherever they happen to have sex, than worry about the important things in the world, the wars, the famine, the starvation, and all the things that need to be addressed. You know, they're wondering who's shagging who. So I asked this bloke, I said, well, you know, okay, so gay sex is a sin. Yes, sodomy is a sin. I said, right, okay, well, what about sodomy between heterosexuals?
What?
I said, what about sodomy between heterosexuals?
You're disgusting.
I said, well, possibly, but I'm asking you a question. Is there an answer?
It doesn't happen.
Oh, I said, you want to go online and find some of the websites? And that shut him up. But it just whole thing is just pathetically ridiculous. And sadly, Tim Farron, who seems quite a jovial bloke. I mean, if you had Theresa May, Tim Farron, and Jeremy Corbyn and Paul Nuttall in a room together, they'd probably all get on. Hang on just a minute. Hold on. Yeah. Hello? No, it's not. I'm afraid you got the wrong number. All right, mate. Bye. Bye. So if you put Jeremy Corbyn, Theresa May, and who's the other one? Tim Farron, Paul Nuttall, who's the leader of... They've got two leaders in the Green Party. Put them all in the room together. Let them all sort their differences out. That might be the best way of doing it.
Hang on a minute. They've got two leaders in the Green Party.
Yeah, they job swear. Job share. Yeah, they job share in the Green Party, yeah.
So is one a light green, you know, one's a dark green?
Yeah, I think, I'm sure. One, the guy in the Green Party, whose name's just escaped me, I had on the talk radio show with his band. He plays the drums in a rock band. So I thought that was quite cool, even though he had rather strange views on cycling.
Oh, he doesn't like cycling.
No, he loves cycling, and that's a strange, in my view, if you love cycling, that's a rather strange thing to do, isn't it?
Fair enough, yeah. It is.
Yeah, that's what I think, yeah. Anyway, we're nearly finished, haven't we? Have we got time for questions or what?
Should we do the weather?
Oh, I forgot all about the weather. Yeah, that's the new feature of the James Whale Radio Show. Tell your friends, we do check the weather with our new weather girl.
So where are we picking today?
Try London.
Oh, London, we're going to the capital then. Okay.
Well, why not? Yeah.
What's the weather like in London?
In London, it's 11 degrees with clear skies and sun. Today, you can expect clouds and showers, with a high of 11 degrees and a low of 5 degrees.
That's very nice of her. Does this voice must be, we talked about this last week, must be electronically generated, because otherwise you've got this woman doing the voiceover every day.
It's all text to speech, as they call it.
Mm.
Oh, I've got an idea. We could ask the question of the day. Why have women got big bums all of a sudden?
It's all Kim Kardashian's butt.
Well, that's interesting. The thought for the day, and even the computers are fascinated by Kim Kardashian's butt. What a strange world we live in. There we are, people fleeing persecution, religious intolerance, intolerance of political ideals, just a world full of intolerance. Yet people are interested in the arse of some no-mark American woman. I mean, what on earth is going on?
She's American, then.
Yes. Why don't you ask your friend Alexa... What the f*** is going on with the world today?
I'd rather not, in case she terminates my account.
Well, let me ask her. What the flipping heck is going on with the world today?
I blame the North Koreans.
Well, I think she's got a very good point, and I suppose Trump is going to sort that out before long. But I don't know. As long as it's not Kim Kardashian's butt, I suppose.
Well, there we go. Just started war with North Korea.
Yeah, well, that's your fault, not mine. shall we do the... at least she's not an American. That's the other thing.
Should we do Question for the Whale, then?
I think we should do Questions for the Whale, because the way things are going today, I think I need a drink, and I need one now.
Justin Richardson...
Oh, Justin. Hello, Justin.
What's the biggest lie you've gotten away with? Question for both Rob and James.
That I'm only 51 years old.
Okay. Mine is I bought a very expensive Slash signature guitar amp and I told my wife it was only half the price.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever buy things and hide them in the wardrobe?
I don't hide them in the wardrobe. I just lie about the price.
Wife said to me the other day, I don't remember you buying those shoes. Oh, I said, I've had them for years. I've just not taken them out of the box yet.
See what we have to do to, you know, live in harmony.
Yeah. And that, you know, if I was going to give out marriage guidance rules to guys, it would be to do this. Whatever she says, say, yes, dear. Yes, dear. Would you like a glass of wine? And you keep on going through that. You say, yes, dear. Would you like another glass of wine? Yes, dear. Whatever you say, absolutely right. I agree. No, I absolutely agree. And life is so much simpler.
Just learn how to lie. That's all you need to do.
I don't think we should. I don't think we should promote lying. Do you?
Well, only when it comes to your wife. The rest is you tell the truth.
Mm. Okay. All right. Next question.
Jeremy C. What can I do to secure more votes?
Jeremy, I think really what you need to do is shave the beard off a little, wear a tie, and stand. Oh, maybe stand down.
Okay. Susan Harris. Why have the government forgotten about their duty of care to the British nation?
Well, I don't. Do they have a duty of care, or do they have a duty of running the country and a duty of running the country properly?
Graham Terry. Churches are empty. Football stadiums are full every Saturday for worship of the beautiful game.
Yep.
Is it now the number one religion in this country?
I think it's been the number one religion in this country and many others for many years.
Chris Brown, what time is Sainsbury's open on Wednesday?
Same time that it's open on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but not the same time as it's open on Sunday.
Stephen Lang, will America take military action against North Korea?
Let's hope that both sides will see the sense of not using military action, because when they use military action, then innocent people who really weren't involved end up being dead or maimed, as well as those who were in for the fight. But the answer to your question, I fear, is probably yes.
Louise Kelsey, would you rather be attacked by 12 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
12 duck-sized horses. I could deal with them better.
Shane O'Neill, why do you never see turkey eggs on sale?
Because they're too busy breeding new turkeys for Christmas.
And
it's an interesting point, that. Why don't you?
That is a very interesting point, actually. We skipped past that quite quickly, really. We need to ponder.
Yeah, I need to ponder that a little more, because you can eat goose eggs, you can eat duck eggs, you can eat chicken eggs, you can eat bantam eggs, you can eat most sorts of eggs, quail's eggs, but why not turkey eggs? Now, there's a question for all of you listening to the programme. Please get in touch. Let me know. Is there a real reason why you can't eat turkey eggs? I'd like to know.
I used to keep geese. And they very rarely, maybe once a year, laid eggs.
And did you eat it?
No, we sold them. This last one, here we go. This is obviously a very important question. Simon Sirkin. Would you rather have a penis for your nose or a nose for your penis?
I'd have both fixed. To elaborate, if I had a nose on my penis, I'd have it removed. And if I had a penis on my nose, I'd also have it removed.
You wouldn't want a nose on your penis, would you? Because it would smell horrible down there.
You wouldn't want one on your nose because you'd look like a dickhead.
Should we go then?
Yeah, I think it's time. I'd better go and answer all these flipping calls.
Well, yeah, but I might have edited all the rings and beeps, and but then again, I might not.
Yeah, well, I'll leave it up to you. You're the producer. You decide.
to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.